Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Corn and soybean prices have taken a dive this week. Department of Agriculture estimates our farmers planted 90 million acres of corn this year. The trade didn't expect that many planted acres. And if we really did plant that many, we're certain to see our yield decline because of the difficult planting this season. Crop projections are only part of the hammer on our prices. President Trump does not sound optimistic about a trade deal anytime soon. He's not even sure that the trade negotiations will be meeting in September. The United States has labeled China a currency manipulator. And in a surprise announcement, though, the president will not impose an additional 10% tariff on $300 billion of Chinese exports in September, and that's good. Speculation is that China may be hoping to delay action until after the 2020 election. Well, get a deal, a good deal, or keep the tariffs in place, and that's what Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley said. On another costly development, the EPA is going to award 31 small refineries exemptions from the 2018 Renewable Fuel Standard compliance. And now those refineries will not be required to blend biofuels such as ethanol into the gasoline. And we're talking about 4 billion gallons. Corn farmers and the ethanol industry are furious. That will cost farmers millions of dollars, and big oil will get hundreds of millions. The EPA is doing one thing that we're happy about. EPA will no longer approve weed killer labels for Roundup that say, and I quote, it is known to cause cancer, end of quote. Well, California has been using such labels, and EPA says that labeling is, and I quote again, a false claim that does not meet federal government requirements, end of quote. Of course, now we can expect a big fight in the courts. Another big fight, the United States Department of Homeland Security has said no food stamps or other public aid to green card holders. And our law says government can deny entry or legal residency to immigrants deemed dependent on public assistance. And that's the law. The White House says the rule will preserve our social safety net for vulnerable American citizens. Well, it makes sense to me. Anyway, anti-hunger groups are already preparing to file lawsuits. And now our gun laws are on fire. Our government and our citizens are at war with each other and don't seem to want to find the middle ground. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.